Speaking of having to change the way you do things every now and then.
Yeah, we're not leaning into it. We're no Barstool. Sam Ponder would have no problem with us. She'd be totally cool. I would just hold a banana over here and let her grab it. Because she looks a little bit like a Planet of the Apes actor.
Are you going to try your own Lyle Odeline thing here, or what are you doing?
No, I want to get into this.
Okay.
We could... So I didn't know how this, what this falls under after I read this. But it's an article on the Clinton News Network. And I thought, as I'm reading it, is this good or does it suck? Is this gonk or is it rugonk? So I'll let you guys help decide. The title of the article, Can Your Marriage Survive the Coronavirus?
Okay.
So 4 out of the 5 guys on this show are married. And I'm not putting you down here, Mino. I'm
last man standing.
Can your marriage survive the coronavirus? Even for those of us with the happiest and most stable marriages, social distancing to combat the spread of COVID-19 provides some serious challenges to our respective unions. We're confined to small spaces with our spouses with little or no reprieve. We've got to balance work life and personal life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Throw young kids or even teens into the mix, and it can be a recipe for disaster, or even worse, divorce. CNN spoke with several licensed marriage and family therapists, clinical psychologists, and married people about how to make sure your union isn't a casualty of the coronavirus pandemic. Okay? And they will give a variety of bullet points, and then they will back those bullet points up with some info and some thoughts from the marriage therapists. Number one, communicate, communicate, communicate. The secret to any healthy relationship is communication. It's true under normal circumstances and in the time of coronavirus. For some, this might mean periodic huddles to deliver updates on what's coming next. For others, it could be a daily check-in that rates how each partner feels physically and internally.
Internally, huh? It's one way to...
The biggest challenges I've faced so far are the cases in which both spouses are looking at what's going on with different lenses. One person thinks the sky is falling. The other thinks people are making a big deal about it. Says one therapist who is conducting a busy teletherapy practice right now. When people have different perspectives, they have different ideas of what needs to be done, and the only way to work around that is to communicate. All right. I give that a try. Yeah, is it all right, or I don't know. Embrace space. Many experts suggest acknowledging the importance of alone time. Some say the best way to get through a tense situation with your partner during the next few weeks might be to put on headphones and meditate, or sit quietly in a corner. Sometimes all you need is a quiet spot in your house for 5 minutes. I believe that spot generally would flush under you.
Yeah, but you don't always want to go numb, right? Like you've been sitting there too long.
I have definitely got numb foot.
Numb foot or numb... You can even get numb leg. Well, numb cheek.
I don't know if I've gotten ever numb cheek.
Yeah, I have. Probably about 20 minutes, probably.
I wonder if you could put, like, pedals, like an exercise bike / toilet.
What?
Well, then you wouldn't go numb.
Sounds like a genius idea to me.
Get a little cardio in?
Yeah.
No. You don't need it to be a bike. You would just need it to be...
You've already got a fan in there.
Like stirrups. You know? Basically, we just need the gyno table. But it's for number two.
To go to the bathroom in?
Yeah. That thing looks comfortable.
What about the bidet? Do you go to the bathroom in a bidet?
Gross.
What's a bidet?
No,
it's after the fact.
So you walk over to a different thing?
Well, it's usually just right next to it.
It's a TP alternative.
And you don't use TP at all? All right.
I don't
write that down on the. You were keeping a list of stuff we don't know anything about.
I typically think you don't. You don't usually do much wiping, and it's supposedly much more. It's very healthy.
Good day, mate.
Keeping you clean.
Here's the bullet point that I thought.
Maybe one quick wipe.
I thought might this turn this article to I don't know from. All right. Keep it light. In the days following government pleas to engage in social distancing, you might have seen a tweet from writer and editor Molly Tolsky suggesting that partners suddenly forced to work from home together should create an imaginary coworker on which to blame disagreements. Molly writes, pro tip for couples suddenly working from home together, get yourselves an imaginary coworker to blame things on. In our apartment... Cheryl keeps leaving her dirty water cups all over the place, and we really don't know what to do about her. Alexandra Fondren, a PR professional in Northern California, took that advice to heart. Immediately, she and her husband started scapegoating Cheryl for all the things one of them did to annoy the other. Fondren wrote in a recent email, I never realized Cheryl was such a chalkaholic.
This is so ragonk. This is
just... I've heard it's an easy affliction to hide, but the empty wrappers that are littered throughout the air quotes office are illuminating, mainly because none of their contents were offered to her coworkers.
Unreal.
Would you divorce
classic
your wife if
Cheryl.
You did this?
Immediately.
Would a judge
hey, guess what?
Side I'm... with you in any further conflict?
Tough break. I'm leaving you for Cheryl. Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, and I don't think real people do that.
This says real people are doing it.
Nah, this is a psychologist or whatever profession that they're in. No one actually adopts that ever. Now the rest of it was fairly sensible, right?
Cheryl didn't flush. What did Cheryl eat?
No one would say that. Absolutely no one would say that.
Cheryl did the upper decker.
The rest of it, I
Cheryl, could, sorry.
I could see, but that's a bridge too far.
Here's something that seems mildly interesting.
Like, somehow that makes the killer deal of calling his kid his HR director seem macho.
Says here, there's a Friday night social media phenomenon through which people share truths about their lives they had kept secret until the pandemic, called hashtag COVID confessions. Who is aware of this?
I've seen that. I didn't know it was a Friday thing, but I've seen people using that hashtag. Are you trying to ruin your life?
Depending
like
on the
confessing to something.
Anyway,
yeah, depending
we'll
on the
that.
Confession.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
COVID confession.
Boy, that would be great if that finally sent him over the edge and he just confessed all.
A female therapist said, simply taking the time to stop, look at your partner and tell them, thank you, can make a huge difference. Think about that, Jake, tonight.
Cheryl better watch her mouth.
And finally... sex.
I'm actually feeling Cheryl more tonight. I'd rather go imaginary.
It's Cheryl involved. Yeah.
I can't.
Cheryl Menage.
I just tagged Cheryl in the office.
Tag.
With the computer. Says here, nagging or shaming your partner into sex will leave both parties feeling low. It is normal to be less interested in sex during times of crisis. It says having sex with your partner is not going to increase your odds of getting coronavirus, especially if you both face the same way.
Okay.
That says Bodhi. That in CNN.
You didn't add that last part.
It does say the first part.
Yeah.
It does say the first part. The other part was written here.
in crayon.
All right, the news is next.